This is Lee Hazelwood.
And Nancy Sinatra.
You know, some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna turn on
WGXC Acra, Hudson Catskill.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get that funny hat?
90.7 FM.
Turn out for the Deep in the Valley show Saturday, August 20th, put on by WGXC volunteer programmer Andy French, who does the Crawl Out from the Fallout show once a month on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on WGXC, and his Raven Sings the Blues organization, with performances from Chris Forsythe, Ryan Jewell, Bill Nace, Wet Tuna, and others, Saturday, August 20th from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the From the Ground Brewery in Red Hook. That's the Deep in the Valley show, Saturday, August 20th. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Milad H. Mazari of Murray, Utah. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Oh, ことなんだ、それぞれ一日一度本当に行ってみたいのさ。この身の果て最高に果てて太陽が昇る頃に見つかる僕のために今何ができ
ようか。 Thank you. You are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. I was somehow under the impression of that I was going to play pop music today. I don't know what I was thinking. That was pretty abstract set, but I hope you enjoyed. It just finished with a track titled 今の音, Sound of Presence or something like that, by a Japanese artist, Hiroko Komiya, collaborating with American artist Chris H. Lin. And this was from their self-released 2022 album, Oto no Yukue. Yanting Su gave us a track titled Unknown, and this is from an album that just came out from Ash International titled Flash. Old Million Eye and Stuart Chalmers gave us Infinity Wind from another brand new release, Brilliant Channels. Kark gave us a track that I believe has no title, or I might be just missing the information, but this is a track number one from the tattooed date of the earthquake across the abdomen. Yet another brand new release from Chocolate Monk record label based in UK. PG6 and Louise Buck gave us Sea Strewn Wave Worn, a track from All Summer Long Is Gone. The cassette tape came out last year, and LP just came out this year from Feeding Tube record label. We started today's show with Urichipangun, a Japanese music group. They gave us a track titled Xenon. This was from 2008 album Giant Club, and that was the first set. The next set, I would like to play a track from the Faust Tapes reissue, the band Faust from Germany. The reissue is coming out from Buru B record label. The original was from 1973. The band Faust. I have a very thankful feeling towards them. They really were the band who opened the door for me to the world of, experimental music and noise and sound collage and all that kind of stuff. When I was 18, I was working at some warehouse, and I had colleagues took me to kind of explore some small record stores in Shinjuku, which is in Tokyo, and a very busy, cultural center type of neighborhood. And one of them was some homeless man, and the other was a guy who always dressed like David Bowie, but all the other colleagues would always say that he must be a drug addict because he looked so thin and always looked kind of yellowish, bluish, like a very unhealthy looking guy. But they kindly took me to this record store exploration one day, and ended up visiting one of the places that we visit was called Shinjuku Ned's. And that's where I encountered some Faust record, and I asked the people there to what does this sound like, can you play it for me? And they gladly play it for me, and I was really as a young person I was craving for something different. Like, I had been listening to some more mainstream stuff, UK bands and some stuff from the 80s and all that mainstream things. I mean, 80s stuff, some stuff are obscure. But I like the band Japan and The Cure, and I grew up listening to Michael Jackson because my parents loved it, that kind of stuff. And so it was really kind of, really, it sounded so different, the Faust music sounded so different and so fresh, and I felt like I'd never heard anything like this before, and it brought me such joy. And you know, that's like a century ago, and here I am playing some not so mainstream music on the radio, listening to this with you. And I hope you are enjoying them too. But you know, the biggest unresolved question about Faust is where did their wax figurines go? Do you know even that such thing exists, that Faust has wax figures? This is another useless information about Tokyo. But Tokyo used to have a wax museum. It closed in 2013, I believe. And they had some typical stuff like Marilyn Monroe and all that, you know, typical famous people too. But they had this section of like a Prague rock, German rock section. And it's got Klaus Schulze in it. People like Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson in it with that, you know, obviously with that pose and stuff. And they had Faust in this wax museum too. And I remember, I had become familiar with Faust and their music already. And then they visited this museum and looking at the figurines and wondering, like, are we the general public? Are we supposed to know what Faust looked like? And are we supposed to be impressed how the figurines looked accurate? Like, what's the expectation here? Frank Zappa, they had Frank Zappa too. And maybe Frank Zappa might have been recognized by more people in Japan. But it's kind of was really impressive. And the museum closed. And we don't know where all the figurines went. I looked it up before today's show because I was kind of thinking about it again, and it seems like nothing's happened yet. It's almost 10 years now. But I like the, you know, spirit of that wax museum. It's not like you're supposed to know, but they think you should know. I think that's what they're trying to say, that if you haven't already, you should know, because they're great. And you know, I like that spirit. Apparently the museum was opened by some rich guy, I mean, of course, and he was really into that German stuff, the prog rock stuff, and so that's why it's purely his preference, his taste, that how the figures are chosen to be created for this museum. That's it's kind of nice, you know, when rich people do some crazy stuff like that. You know, what's the point of being rich if you can't impose some weird, obscure music taste of yours onto us general public? I kind of hope that something crazy, like some personal obsessive project would happen to our community here in Greene County and Columbia County too. Like, I want to see, you know, I wish they can bring all that wax figures and open that wax doll wax museum here in Catskill. I can get behind that kind of stuff. You know, some, I mean, all the development is great and everything, but I want to see something really like kind of fun. You know, like that Buckingham Palace Center in Greene County. I've been wondering what's up with that place. Like, what's going to happen to that place? It seems like it's been abandoned. I've been driving by it all the time. If I were a rich person, I would have made it into some weird medieval theme park or something. Have a medieval cuisine, like historically accurate cuisine restaurant, and knights jousting and all that silly stuff. You know, there's so much fun thing you could do if you were a rich person. But anyhow, I feel like I've been talking for a long time, so I should just play the track by Faust, from the Faust Tapes reissue. And I'm gonna play a track by Jeffrey Silverstein in the next set. I have a feeling I'm going to run out of time for the next mic break. So before my show ends, I want to tell you that there's a show. Jeffrey Silverstein is coming to Catskill at Avalon next Wednesday, August 10th, with Camp St. Helen, Will Stratton, and Stadiums and Shrines, which is the DJ set it says here, happening next Wednesday. So you might want to check it out if you like the music that I'm going to play in the next set. Okay, I'm going to shut up and stay tuned for Faust.
Thank you. outside the Tory gates. Tired of hearing you have to wait. Keep a little secret for yourself. Living and dying for no one else.
Kunji Aburaya, the Japanese artist, gave us a track titled Harisake So from No Title. I think it doesn't have a title. 2018 release from Oz Disc. Jeffrey Silverstein gave us Soft Lens from Tori Gates. Arahawk Records gave us, released this in 2021. Faust, Der Baum from the Faust Tapes reissue from 2022 will be out on August 12th. You're listening to Waveform's WGXE Radio for Open Ears. Coming up next is the Bedazzled Radio Hour, broadcasting live from Catskill after the noon local news. This has been Mirage Station, and I have been Mayuko. I'm here first and third Wednesdays, 11 a.m., so I'll be back 17th. I hope you come back too. Thanks for listening. Looking forward to seeing you again next time.